Hey there, it's Pastor Johnson on this beautiful fifth Sunday. I am so grateful for it. It is our day to focus on collective grace. There must be a balance between work and rest if we're going to maintain the rhythm of life as designed by God, the author and finisher of our life. To have the best life that we can have right now, would be to draw our attention to the imbalance that is often there. Now, make no mistake about it, there must be a dignity to work. That's why we fight so hard for people to have a living wage, for folks to have equal opportunity and advancement and promotion. That's why we encourage our young people to go to school. That's why we have gotten the degrees and certifications that we've worked so hard for, so that there can be a dignity in the gifts, talents, and time that God has given us to engage in work. But at the same time that work gives us an opportunity to partner with God and all that God has given us to create in this world, rest gives us an opportunity to commune with God, to enjoy what we have created. It is so important to remember that in the Genesis story, God made everything that was made, you, I, and everything that is in this world. And on the seventh day, God decided to rest. That God not only decided to rest, but of the things that God made that were good and even very good, there was only one thing that God made that God hallowed, sanctified, and called holy, and that was rest itself. And God made a Sabbath, and that Sabbath was made for you and I, and it was a Sabbath that we might enter into rest. What a blessed thing it is to be able to come to a pause in our work, commune with God, and to find the rest. Along with that rest, it is my hope that you have peace, regardless as to what's going on in your life, that you have joy. You know this world did not give it, and the world cannot take it away. And you have happiness. That means the ability to share the peace and joy you have with others, and the most important, to share it with yourself, to know it, to claim it, to enjoy it. Because this life that we have is so short, we should spend it enjoying it. And so today, my encouragement to you is fill your cup up, even in this Black Joy Rising summer, with the things that give you joy. Maybe calling a friend, cooking a meal, taking a walk, reading a book. But whatever fills you with joy, do that on today. From Mika Thurgood Langston, and from me to you, enjoy this collective rest. Look forward to joining you again on the first Sunday in August, where we will go back into worship and see what the Lord has to say for you and I. Today, the word is rest. Let us take it collectively. Amen.